there today? Come on, kids, come on up. I need your help today. Come on. I need you to be able to see the screen, though, because I'm going to show you some pictures and I need some help with some questions, just some answers. Can you help me with some answers? What I want you to do is look at the picture. I'm going to put up pictures of uniforms, and I want you to tell me what kind of uniform they are. Do you think you can help me do that? Thank you. I like your enthusiasm, Eliana. I've trained her well. If the kids don't know, maybe the adults can help. What do you reckon, hey? All right, here's the first one. What kind of uniform is that? McDonald's, someone said. Close. Who else knows which uniform this is? Kentucky Fried Chicken, someone whispered under their hands. Yes, I'm not going to ask how you know that. Everyone should know that. They're so ubiquitous. Everyone knows KFC. What's this uniform? Yes, Abigail, that's right. McDonald's, was it the big M that gave it away? That's it, McDonald's. You like chickens and chippies, don't you? What about this uniform? What kind of uniform is that? Police! Who likes police? They're friendly, aren't they? They're great in their uniform. You can tell that's a policeman because they're wearing a hat and they've got a little badge on their arm and there's a little... Well, you can't see their guns, but that's a policeman. All right, what about that uniform? School uniform, right? It's easier to... Yeah? Does anyone have a school uniform? Eliana's got a school uniform? Yeah. You wear a school uniform when you go to school and everyone knows that you're a school kid when you wear a school uniform. What is that uniform? This is a tricky one. Astronaut, that's a really good guess, actually. That's a pretty good guess. You know why? Because a lot of astronauts do come out of the Navy. That's a Navy uniform. That's a really good guess, though. That's better than Ararat did. What about this one, Ellie? What uniform's that? It's an army uniform, right? It's hard to see because it's in camouflage, so it's difficult to make him out, right? But that's an army uniform. All right. What about that uniform? It's a sports uniform. Does anyone know what team that is? No? Collingwood. Someone said Collingwood. I think Kevin's got it right. That's a sports uniform. They wear that to play sports in, don't they? All right, here's another one. What about that one? Doctor or a nurse, right? It's hard to tell these days when a nurse is not wearing the big hat anymore, right? Doctors don't wear uniforms. So this is a nurse, you'd say? It's a nurse or a doctor. We'll hash it out later. But it is someone who's a nurse or a doctor who looks after you in a hospital, right? And they're smiling and they're happy. So obviously it's just an actor, right? So that was a little mean, sorry, but... And they're clean as well, so yeah. Anyway, I'm in trouble now. All right, how about that uniform? Who recognises that one? It's adventurers. Yeah, that's right. Adventurers. Eliana's got an adventurer's uniform. That's right. Here we go. What about that one? This might be a bit tricky. Maybe you need some help from the adults. Mormons. Did you know that there's a church and they have a kind of uniform that they wear? Does that sound strange?
I was
going to say that. Were you? That's a good guess. What about this? He's wearing a uniform as well, isn't he? Isn't that interesting? It looks like a police uniform, doesn't it? But he's actually in the Salvation Army, which is a church. And I thought, gee, I wonder whether we should be wearing a uniform. What do you think?
He looks like a
policeman. He does look like a policeman. What? I think policemen are allowed to have glasses. What kind of uniform should a follower of Jesus wear?
White.
That's a pretty good answer, actually. Everyone's coming in white shirts next week. I want to tell you, did you know that Jesus tells us what should be our uniform? Do you want to see what he said? He said, "This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other." So in a way, love is supposed to be our uniform. Because a uniform is how we recognize belonging to a group. And Jesus said, "They'll know that you belong to me when you love each other." Alright, so that's the only uniform that you need to wear. Do you think you can do that and love each other? Yeah? All right, good on you, kids. You can go back to your seats now. Good job, by the way. And to the adults, too.